You're listening to SBS News.
Cheers and chants on the streets of Israel celebrated the announcement of a new prime minister. Israel's longest-serving prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, stepped down after 12 years to make way for Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Mr. Netanyahu. The 60-59 vote ended a two-year cycle of political paralysis, during which the country held four deadlocked elections. A millionaire and former high-tech entrepreneur, Mr. Bennett will preside over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of eight parties with deep ideological differences. He's promised to try and heal a divided nation.
We are at the beginning of new days. The hardships, not an exaggerated word in this case, of forming a unity government are behind us. And now the citizens of Israel, all of them are looking up at us, and we must deliver. We will act together in partnership and responsibility to heal the rift amid the people and immediately bring the country back to functionality, regular functioning after a long period of paralysis and strife. We are looking ahead.
But the 71-year-old Mr. Netanyahu's made it clear he had no intention of exiting the political stage.
I stand here as an elected emissary for the public, for over a million Israelis who voted for the Likud under my leadership, and some million more citizens who voted for right-wing parties, knowing that they will be part of a government that I am heading. Thanks to them and for them, I intend to continue fulfilling the great mission of my life to ensure the state of Israel's existence, security and prosperity.
Committed supporters of the former Prime Minister are sad to see him go. To them, he was a global statesman, uniquely capable of leading the country through its many security challenges.
He was great a leader for the Israeli people, and he kept the Judaism in Israel. It's very important for us.
But to his critics, he's become a polarizing and autocratic leader who used divine and rule tactics to aggravate the many rifts in Israeli society. Among those are the tensions between Jews and Arabs, and within the Jewish majority, between his religious and nationalist base and his more secular and moderate opponents. Mr. Bennett's to lead for 2 years and then hand over to alternate Prime Minister Yair Lapid. Supporters of the new Israeli government were happy to see Mr. Netanyahu go, hugging and kissing on the streets.
I'm here celebrating the end of an era here in Israel, saying goodbye to our Prime Minister and celebrate our new two Prime Ministers, Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid. And we want them to succeed and to unite us again and to be the country we want everybody feel welcome and accepted.
United States President Joe Biden's congratulated the new government on Twitter, saying, "I look forward to working with Prime Minister Bennett to strengthen all aspects of the close and enduring relationship between our two nations." The new leader has vowed, as had Mr. Netanyahu, to oppose US-led efforts to restore the international nuclear accord with Iran. Also similar to his predecessor, he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state and has made little mention of the Palestinians beyond threatening a tough response to violence. An executive committee member of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Wasel Abu Yusuf, says Israel's new government won't make any meaningful change for Palestinians.
This extreme right-wing government, which includes the extreme parties, will only bring more escalation against Palestinians and bloodshed. Palestinian blood will be the fuel for this extreme right government. Therefore, this government will be no different from Netanyahu's government when it comes to escalation policy against Palestinians.
Yohanan Plesner is president of the Israel Democracy Institute.
End of a Netanyahu era, 25 years at the helm of Israeli politics, 12 years consecutively as prime minister, and this creates an opportunity for a change, change in the discourse, change in the political climate, change in the rhetoric and in the divisive nature of our politics. And I hope this will bring the crisis to an end and put Israeli society and economy on a new trajectory.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.